Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And as usual, friends, if you want to check us out online, please go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. And when you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, you'll find 13 to 15 articles over there. And with that said, they are combating the lies found in the mainstream media. If you look to the right side of the page, you'll find our media platforms there. You can go ahead and subscribe on sonsoflibertymedia.com at any time. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. Go to the social media platforms. As you go to the social media platforms, friends, do go ahead and join us on Top Chat, okay? You can also do the same thing over there on beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com. The same thing there. You can find us right on the front page there. Go ahead and join us on social media platforms. If you want to see who we are and what it is that we've done over the last, 23 years, you can go ahead and check us out on sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and if you'd like to book us, now's the time to do it, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, and if at any time, friends, you'd like to give us a call, please stick to the topic. We do have a friend with us today, friends, and if you don't know who he is, which you probably do, he's kind of the standalone defiant business owner, defiance in a positive sense, not in a negative sense, right? Defying tyranny is good, not bad. Good, not bad. But we have Tony Roman with us. And he will be live with us in just a couple of minutes. And if you haven't heard of this guy, friends, I'm telling you what, go ahead and hold up, because this is very well worth your time and understanding what it takes to stand up against the powers that are tolerated and are not tolerated. So we're going to get to that in just a couple of minutes. If you want to give us a call at any time, please do, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Okay? We follow the Christ here, just for the record. I want to get over to some of these topics before we pull Tony up. And with that said, friends, we have Finland withdrawing COVID measures after law committees deems them unconstitutional. Boy, oh boy, look at this. Here, now we have Finland teaching the American people what our laws state. Now, not verbatim, but the right and wrongs of law, which we find in Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. In Finland, friends, they're shutting them down. Let me just give you the first paragraph by Arjen Awala, okay? You can see it all over social media if you know where to look, but one common theme throughout this pandemic has been the mass protesting all over the world in every single country that is imposing COVID restrictions on their citizens. It's something that mainstream media continues to avoid, but one thing is for certain, many people disagree with the measures that are being taken to combat the invisible virus, friends. Again, friends, we have here on Renegade Tribune, Finland withdrawing COVID measures after law committee deems them unconstitutional. But then again, we already knew that, what, 13, 14 months ago? We have referenced that law and that constitution, friends, and we just can't find it. Whereas they can garner or aggrandize power unconstitutionally unto themselves to implement them on the people across the country. Again, as I said yesterday, keep in mind the Bill of Rights and the U.S. Constitution, along with the enumerated laws, are there showing them their outline. What is their bounds? What can they work within? It's for government, friends, not just for us, the United States citizen. Okay? Just making clear that everybody understands. If we go over to Breitbart, we just found out who, by the way, I've told you this before, the head honcho over there at WHO, he's not a doctor, and he is a terror-tied individual. We all know this, right? Okay, so moving on. WHO rejects vaccine passports, cites lack of fairness, medical doubts. Okay, this is all propaganda. Kings from the past and king wannabe dictators in the present, namely in the United States of America, are trying to find within themselves, friends, methodologies to continuously control the people and throw the people off their game by doing what? Condemn it in the North and promote it in the South. Promote it in the West and condemn it in the East. And they're all playing off each other. Now listen to this. This again is Breitbart News. WHO rejects vaccine passports, unconstitutional, shouldn't even be having this conversation, friends, cites lack of fairness, medical doubts. Now listen to this. The World Health Organization, WHO, on Tuesday said it rejects coronavirus vaccine passports for travel. Listen carefully. At this stage, because of doubts over the efficacy of the injections as well as equity concerns, justice. Folks, I can't make this up. You just heard the propagandists through the mainstream media. And what were they talking about, friends? 150 million people in this country have taken the shot. Baloney. Baloney. They're going to get to the point. These are the same people that are responsible for voter fraud, for propaganda, for crime cover-ups. The list goes on. They're responsible for creating polls to what? Belittle the majority into believing that they are the minority. Just like I said they were going to do it, and guess what they're doing, friends? Exactly what I warned that they would do. There is no 150 million people in this country that have taken the shot. And before you know it, all 345 million people have taken the shot, when in fact we only have 330 million people. And because the American people don't know the difference, they're going to think that 345 million people got the shot. My goodness, it's like voter fraud. I mean, how many votes come in, even from the dead and from numbers that are not even in cities or states, and yet the American people don't take the time to pull the curtain back to realize, wait a second, he won. Well, it must be so. Nope, the truthers always pull the cover off, and they do their due diligence to find out that there wasn't even that many people there to give the victory over to one of the players in the circus of politics. It's time for you to wake up, Americans. It really is. But again, no 150 million people got no injection, friends. Again, they're lying to you. That's all they do is lie. John 8:44, there's no truth in them. They want to put the truth for a lie and the lie for a truth. Put that up against Isaiah 5:20. But again, friends, listen to this. The World Health Organization on Breitbart just acknowledged the fact that they don't even know, friends, if that these vaccinations are effective. Folks, do you realize that those that have gotten the shot, do you realize you've been playing the stooge for ill-designing men over and over and over again? You're a bunch of guinea pigs, is what they're telling you. I didn't say it. The World Health Organization did. We're going to come right back with Tony Roman, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty Media.com. I have a couple of friends over at 1360 KHNC AM that I believe are selling a product for the good of the people that they are serving. It is called My Kind CBD. It's a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides. It is completely organic with no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. The prices are the best in the country. Friends, go over to the Sons of Liberty Media.com, go to the right side of the page, and support My Kind CBD. Order today.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Sons of Liberty. Now, what I'm going to do here, friends, I am going to pull up Tony Romaine, Basilico's Pasta, Evino. Sorry if my Italiano's off just a little bit here, friends. But I just want to give you a little history of this guy. He's a standalone business owner in Los Angeles County, California, who has continuously stood his ground. And I watched about, well, two, three, four videos this morning. I was running around taking care of business, and I got to know him just a little bit more. Now, Tim Brown, sonsoflibertyradio.com morning show, also the Sons of Liberty media editor, called me up and said, Bradley, you're going to love Tony. And I said, okay, so who's Tony? And I've seen him around. I've seen him on social media platforms. And so when I started to listen to him, I thought, oh, I see what Tim's talking about. I really do. And my first initiation to Tony was his videos this morning, at least the actual man. And I had a couple conversations with him yesterday. But before I pull him up so you can get to know him for yourselves, friends, I want you to listen to this because this is the last thing I heard today before I called Tony, and I was laughing, friends, because the internal fortitude, the courage, you know, the Bible tells us in Proverbs 28, verse 1, it says that the righteous are made bold as lions, and bold means forward to danger, which is found in Webster's 1828. This man is just, it's second to none, and I admire his courage, and it's odd for me because I'm usually the guy on his end of the line being interviewed for what I get in trouble for. And rightly said it was William Booth, founder of Salvation Army. He said that if you want to change the future, that's all you have to do is trouble the present. Well, guess what, friends? That's all you have to do is now stand your ground and hold to your rights to get in trouble, because we can clearly see across the United States of America that we're all in trouble, but there's very few that take a stand. Tony Romaine is one of those guys. This is the audio. If I was to call into his restaurant right now, this is what I'm going to hear, just to give you a little taste as to what you're in for in just a couple minutes. Listen to this, friends. This is... There you go.
Thank you for calling Basilico's Pasta Evino. As you may know, we have been recently featured in the press, and with great appreciation have been receiving an overwhelming show of support by the community and even from across the state and country. So if you're calling to place an order or express your support for our position, please hold or leave a voicemail. If you're calling to place a death threat, please press 2 and leave your name.
Folks, you can't make this up. Well, hey, folks, without being further laborious, do forgive me. Tony Romaine, hey, thanks for joining us, man. We totally appreciate you.
Hey, thanks. It's an honor to be on with you. And just a couple things real quick. So you got the name of the restaurant exactly right, but my last name is pronounced Roman, like Roman Catholic.
Okay.
No, that's okay. And we're located in Huntington Beach, but we invade with our fight L.A. County because that's where most of the haters are. So we take the fight to them in L.A. So that's probably where you got mixed up with the L.A. County part.
Okay, now where did your billboard go up, Tony? Can you go ahead and show
it? It was in L.A.,
Yeah, okay.
It was in L.A. It was on La Cienega next to Beverly Center, which is the heart of L.A. And as I explained to you yesterday or today, I can't remember when it was, we wanted to stick it to the haters because we get so many death threats and calls of harassment, hundreds a day. So that's why we did it.
Well, I'm actually playing for social media platform friends right now the video of you putting up your billboard. And I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, but I did listen to quite a few. Well, the videos that you had sent to me, the audios that you sent to me this morning, I listened to all of them before I got you on today. So there's like 100 things I can say, but you know, the fact of the matter is it's in your heart. And there's no doubt about it that it's in your heart. And I got to say this, if we had 100 men that would stick together in this fight, Tony, there is no question in my mind that we could easily win the day. And I got to be honest, what I see more than anything is the fact that there's so many people that agree with the message of what you're doing in Huntington Beach, California, but there's so very few that are willing to stand. What say you?
If just 5% of the men would have stood up. Right. I hear so many women that come to me and talk to me about how they're looking for the men. You know, where are the men? Because what I've experienced in my fight since the first day of the lockdown, which we've never shut down, we've never complied with anything, we've actually done all the opposite. Is what I've experienced is that it's the women who are the fighters. They're fighting harder than anybody. Yeah. And the men are like sitting on the sidelines, and I don't know what happened to the American spirit, but when people ask me, why aren't people fighting the way you are, I tell them exactly what you just said earlier. It comes from your heart. You either have it in your heart, your heart burns with passion and love for this country, or it doesn't. And if it burns bright enough, then you're gonna fight. And I know you're a great drummer, and just like you, man, I love the drumbeat of your message in your show.
Oh, amen. I didn't know you did your due diligence, but I do appreciate that. And I got to hit something because I'm a preacher first and foremost, and there's an anointing on this conversation right now, Tony. And I just got to hit this off right off the bat. When you look at every year, I take my kids to Arlington Cemetery every year that I'm able to do that, right? And we're not flying right now because of the Gestapo-isms that are taking place on the airlines. But every single year, that's the first place we go when we go to Washington, D.C. And I show them the price paid for their freedoms. And we understand that the freedoms that we have today were given unto us to do, you know, the things that we do, but what we ought to do rather than what we want to do. And when I show the kids the Christian crosses over the heads of the fallen, it's an image to them that, wait a second, someone fought, bled, and died, ratifying the U.S. Constitution and sacrificing themselves and giving us the freedoms that we have today. And for some reason or another, in contrast, Tony, people now believe that because you're a representative or a politician or, you know, you work for special interest groups today, you're incumbent in government, you now have the right to go ahead and act like a demigod and do whatever you want to do. In other words, the up-and-coming generation has now succumbed to the idea that they're supposed to submit to what our forefathers fought off with their sacrifice, giving us the freedoms that we have today. And it blows me away that they can't make the distinction. But I guess when you really see the price paid for your freedoms, you're going to stand up and fight against anything that would dare offend it. Is that true or is it not?
Amen to everything that you just said, because, you know, I grew up in Washington, D.C. That's where I was born, and I was raised there. I didn't come to California until 1987. But for us, when I took our stand at the restaurant, it could be a plot of dirt with a door on it. I didn't care what it was. For me, I didn't cry about the shutdown at all. I felt blessed that God put me in a position where I could take a fight to these people, and I could expose them. And I told the team, the young staff that I have, that we were going to convert this business into a constitutional battleground, and no footprints of the enemy would come in here ever. So that's why we banned the masks, because for us, the mask represents fear, control, surrender, all of it. And there was no way in hell I was going to have any sign of that inside there. So I committed as a constitutional battleground because the first people I thought of were the founders. The founders who gifted us with the protections of our God-given freedom. So what I did was I said, look, we have to think about, when you guys think about, I told these young guys on the staff, when you guys think about, when you feel any fear at all, you need to think about the men and women who have fought and died and sacrificed their lives for us over the last 244 years protecting these gifts that our founders gave us. And when you feel fear, think about the real bullets and bombs that those guys face every day, even now. So for me, it was easy. And the first thing that we did was we put out a "Don't Tread on Me, Live Free or Die" flag, and we waved it proudly. And that was a signal to the community that we were going to stand and fight. So we've done it openly and boldly, and we've taken the fight to them. When people say things like, "Oh, Tony, you're doing a good job resisting," I don't like that word, because we're basically attacking. We don't resist. We try to make the enemy resist us.
That's right.
So we attack, and that's why we did the billboard, and we did a number of other things, the phone greeting that you just heard. Social media, it's the same exact thing. You'll see a history of it.
Amen. Tony, oh, it was interesting. It was a Navy SEAL that had said his daddy always taught him, in other words, never take counsel from their fears first and foremost, right? First Timothy, First Timothy, it talks about we haven't been given the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. But he also said, never live your life where the enemies of righteousness are not afraid of you. And the fact of the matter is we have to get on the offensive here rather than on the defensive here. And the fact of the matter is we've seen just the exact opposite. I believe that the American people now believe that their rights come from their said representatives, yet if they would read the Declaration of Independence, they would clearly see that their just powers come from the consent of the governed. Our rights come from God. They don't come from the state. And our representatives, they work for us. We do not work for them. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a quick break. I got Tony. I got him for two more segments, folks, and I want to ask him some questions about the video that he made confronting the governor himself, which we have every right under heaven to do, but boy, oh boy, friends, he took it right to him. I want Tony to go ahead and share that information with us in just a couple minutes. We're going to take a hard break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CDC says a more contagious UK variant coronavirus strain has been found in all 50 states. White House medical advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci expressing his concern on ABC's Good Morning America.
We're seeing upticks in cases in many states throughout the country, with particularly driven by this variant 117, which has a better capability of going from person to person. It's kind of a race.
Over 15,000 cases of the variant have been detected across the country. The U.S. Navy is confirming that the Naval Hospital Corpsman is a suspect in a shooting today in Maryland. Frederick Police saying the suspect went to a business in the city, shot two people, then to a military base where personnel there shot and killed him. The two victims are in critical condition. And you're listening to USA Radio News. A Capitol police officer who was recently killed will lie in honor in the Capitol Rotunda. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer issuing a statement praising the heroism of Officer William Billy Evans, an 18-year veteran of the department. Evans' remains will arrive at the Capitol Rotunda next Tuesday. A friend and sometimes foe of the United States may be in power a bit longer.
Vladimir Putin has signed a law changing the Russian Constitution that would allow him to possibly stay in power until 2036. The law allows him to stand for election for another two terms after his current term expires in 2024. The legislation formalizes changes made in a referendum last year, a vote that opposition leaders say was tarnished by widespread irregularities. Putin is currently in his fourth six-year term, having been in power for more than 17 years, longer than any Russian leader since Joseph Stalin. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will, or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move. With the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, we have our new friends, Tony Roman from Basilicos in Huntington Beach, California with us right now. He is a loan business owner standing in California in defiance in a good way. It's a good word, friends, and as a positive, defying tyranny, you know, our national slogan given unto us by Ben Franklin, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, Robert Livingston, Roger Sherman, the list goes on. All 56 signers, as a matter of fact, rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God, because there's some of us that still remember that our rights actually come from God, not from the generosity of the state, right? Well, Tony's one of those guys in California of all states standing in the face of a tyrant. And that tyrant just happens to be Gavin Newsom. And before I ask you the next question, Tony, I'm just curious, how's that recall going on out there on the West Coast with Gavin Newsom?
Well, we're going to see what happens. The group that actually organizes it, when they got the signatures part done, they celebrate. Of all the places they could have chosen to celebrate in the state of California, they celebrated at a restaurant last Saturday. And they're excited about it, but the only thing I'm concerned about is this is a great opportunity. You can't mess it up by choosing one of these people who claim to be the savior, but they're all compromised. You know, you got guys like coming from San Diego who's saying he's going to be the guy that rescues everybody. Meanwhile, he shut down his own city, and that's why I always talk about people seem like they have Stockholm syndrome. You have so many people thanking the governors, even in Florida, Texas, Mississippi, places where the governors have R's in front of their names, and they're praising them. But these guys behave like traitors. If you shut down for 1 second, then you can't be trusted running any office in this country. I'm sorry.
There's nothing to be sorry about. I'm sitting here chuckling like, is this guy really out here in the United States, man? Because I've been in ministry for 23 years, and you're talking more like a full-blown preacher than I've heard from preachers in this country. And I want to tell you something, Tony. I've been to the hierarchy of the church, and I understand exactly why we're in trouble today, but we need more guys like you. As a matter of fact, we still have you. So let's get to some real nitty-gritty stuff here. When you sent the video out, basically – videotaping yourself talking to the governor? Will you give the people, will you give 140 cities right now and 53 countries abroad a little taste of how you approach the governor in your state? And keep in mind, friends, he's your representative, not your boss. Can you go ahead and share that with us, Tony?
Sure. So I've never used exemptions or excuses or brochures or loopholes. People try to bring that stuff to me, and I say, get out of my face. I don't need to use any of it. I stand on the Constitution, my God-given rights. That's it. I'm a free American. That's my excuse. That's all I need. And the reason why I don't is because I don't want to give, I don't want to give what they're doing to us any credibility, any authority over us. Because once you start doing that, you act like a person in the old Soviet Union walking down the street and the secret police ask you for your papers, right? So I'm not going to do that. So I thought to myself, well then, I can't go to court. I'm not going to defend myself for something that needs no defense. They have no authority over me on this matter whatsoever. Because when you think about it, it's not a alcohol-related crime. You know, there's no prostitution, gambling, underage drinking, narcotics being sold at the back of the back door of our restaurant. None of that going on. So we don't have a disorderly house. We have a very orderly house. So I thought to myself, I'm not going to show up. I'm not going to appear. I'm not going to go on bended knee and give them authority over me. So instead what I did, I thought this is a great opportunity. I'll pretend like I'm going to show up, make sure they invest all their time and resources getting ready for me to show up, and I'll blast them with a video. And the video basically shames him and shames the governor. I did the first one in January and then the second one at end of March because I had two hearings for two separate charges. But both times I said, I'm not showing up, and I admonish them, I shame them, I challenge them. The second one was direct to the governor. They have a criminal case on us. They have multiple ABC violations on us. Like I said, we get death threats all the time. People want to shoot me, put a bullet in my head when I walk in my car at night. You know, I get it all. We also had OSHA show up with a search warrant. They showed up twice, the second time with a search warrant, and we stonewalled them too. So, you know, when I heard you play the audio earlier today of the pastor, you know, throwing somebody out, that should have been happening the first day. See,
that's right.
People that are fighting now like him, they waited too long. They gave us 15 days to slow the spread. And in that time, the only thing that spread was the virus of fear. That's it. So you shouldn't have given them 15 seconds.
Tony, let me add this. This is the truth of the matter. You listen to a Kristi Noem. Say what you will. We understand that she may be the VP. She's doing a lot of good stuff, but like any other representative, we got to keep our eyes on them and watch everything they do. But she did do the right thing when she said, listen, the virus isn't what's attacking the people. It's the government attacking our God-given rights and our religious freedoms here. And it's interesting that they're hiding behind this invisible enemy as they somehow or another garner unconstitutional edicts to attack businesses, which, if you didn't know this, I'm about ready to tell you. Did you know that during this whole pandemic from the beginning to where we are in the present, did you know that billionaires have amassed more wealth unto themselves 27%? Across the board. So this is, you know, creating the crisis and then bringing in the desired resolve. They create the problem. They go behind the doors as they create the problem. They come back in the public limelight, and then they play the problem solvers. There's nothing new here. And how it is that the American people haven't caught on to this bewilders me to no end. So, again, we're on the same page every step of the way here, Tony. And, again, you're not violating the law. I guess let me ask you the question here. Again, what law are you violating that they're making reference to that you are now considered a criminal for some reason or another?
The law states clearly, their law, it states disobeying the governor. We will wear that as a badge of honor forever. Listen, there is no law, and even if there was, we would violate anyway because it's an unjust law. It would be unjust. And like you said about the politicians earlier, you were touching on that. You know, since we took a hard stand, and our business has become more than a restaurant now. It's a movement. Patriots come from everywhere. People call it now like a 1776 tavern. It's where they gather, man. They connect. It's unbelievable. And you got all these politicians popping out of the woodwork now asking me to endorse them. I won't endorse anybody. I will not officially endorse anybody because all they do is disappoint you in the end, and I'm not going to be linked to any of that. No way.
Amen. Amen. We're so similar in what we do and how we do it. It's just almost, it's awesome. I mean, that's a better way of saying it. It's awesome to know that there's someone out there doing what it takes. And it's interesting, Tony, God doesn't use a majority to prevail. He always uses a minority. And it was Jesus that said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men nigh unto myself. You're getting all of this attention because you're willing to do what even professed Christians aren't willing to do. And it's a sad day in America when you see over 300,000 pulpits bow to the dictates of illegalities. As a matter of fact, and I'm sure you're aware of this, Tony, but federal judges, state Supreme Court judges, Wisconsin just 2 days ago, Michigan not once but twice, California, federal judges in North Carolina, in Pennsylvania have stood up and told the American people that what's going on here is completely illegal. So I got to say, I'm not surprised, but I'm a little curious as to how the state of California is going to continuously assail you while all the well knowing that the law contradicts everything that they're doing every step of the way.
Well, people ask us all the time, how have you been able to stand this entire time since day one? A packed house, inside and outside, dining. I mean, we operated fully and boldly, and it's because we've done it from the start, and we made it clear, and we stated over and over again that our fight is about something bigger than ourselves. It's not about running a business. I couldn't care less. It's not about running a business, paying our bills. Like I hear all these other people whine about they're going to lose their restaurant. People lose their businesses all the time. If you lose a business, you can get your business back, but you lose your freedoms. They're gone forever. That's it. You can't let them slip down that hill at all. Not one inch. You can't give an inch. Because these people, if you comply, I hear so many business owners now that suddenly want to fight. I'm going to fight now. It's been a year, okay? They suddenly want to fight, and they want a halfway fight. You know what? I'm going to open for outdoor dining. I'm going to comply. I'm going to defy just in that way alone. That's halfway fighting. And when you do that, yeah, it's like putting blood in the water to these sharks, and that's why you're being attacked. And so they're not going to sail us. We're going to sail them. We're going to push them off the cliff. We're not going to surrender anybody. They're going to surrender to us. That's
amen.
Our plan.
Well, the law's on our side, my friend. Amen. So I got a question for you again. We're talking to Tony Roman, Basilicos. He owns a restaurant. He's standing in Huntington Beach against the tyrant wannabes in the state of California that are illegally usurping their authority and operating outside of their scope of authority. Remember, friends, they derive their just powers from we the people, so we receive our rights from God, then we delegate and entrust authority to our representatives, right? And then they do what they're supposed to do, and if they act outside of it, we're supposed to impeach them, Article 2, Section 4, and then we are to prosecute them. Tony's got this right, friends, and this is how you do this. Now, I got a question for you, going back to you, Tony, really quick, is how was it that I know it happened in Santa Monica, probably happened in more counties and cities in California than I might know, but how is it that in Santa Monica you had some city official, they love to be called officials, and then you had the governor telling everybody that they're supposed to sacrifice just a little bit for the good of everyone? By the way, that is a slogan and a motto directly from the communist playbook. But how was it that Gavin Newsom apparently that a law that he wants to apply to everybody else doesn't apply to him because he was found in some upper echelon restaurant, a French restaurant there in California, amassing with his friends. I'm just kind of curious, how did that work out? And I'm going to get your answer right on the other side of this hard break. Folks, we're talking to Tony Roman, Basilico owner, restaurant owner in Huntington Beach, California, who is standing against all odds, just like David did when he dealt with Goliath, and I praise God for him. We're going to talk to him some more right after this break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
We support Sons of Liberty as a family because they speak truth in the states that is riddled with misinformation. Bradley Dean reminds those who should know better and educates those who have yet to learn, especially the young people in our public schools. We enthusiastically support Sons of Liberty as a light bearer to the truth as they battle extreme ignorance in the information age.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Affordable. Effective.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go ahead and go and jump onto the social media platforms there, friends. During the conversation I'm having with Tony Roman, I'm playing his video of his billboard going up there in Los Angeles, California. Tony is standing by himself against all odds, and we believe the majority of the people are standing with him safely, as they say, right? They love their country so much they're willing that someone else sacrifices themselves to give the freedoms that they enjoy, but when it's time for them to fight, they're the first ones gone. Again, it's a sad day in America, but that's the fact of the matter here, friends. But I wanted to say this, friends. I'm playing the video on social media platforms. If you want to check it out, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Join us on social media platforms and join us on Top Chat. By the way, Tony, the support that I'm seeing right now with these live feeds is second to none. In favor of what you're doing, once again, this is how it works somehow or another, but the fact of the matter is people are loving on you, sir. And then if you also want to go over to beforeitsnews.com, friends, you can see the same thing over there. Go ahead and click onto the social media platform and join us on Top Chat. If you want to call in, we're just going to have to hold up because we got Tony for one more segment. But if you would like to call in and hold, or you'd like to contact us to book us, 1-866-233-0747. Tony, is there a website you'd like to drive people to?
I would say for them to basically view the documented fight, it's on our Instagram at Basilico's HB, which is Huntington Beach, HB. And then at Make Restaurants Great Again, it's a website that I launched where a lot of our videos and interviews can be found. And my challenge to all business owners everywhere to do what I've done, and so far none have.
Isn't that crazy? Yep. So I'm looking at Defend American Liberty. Is this you, Defend American Freedom? Is this you? Basilico's yep. Pasta e Vino. Is this you? Yep. Basilico's anti-mask billboard. Basilico's anti-lockdown billboard. Friends, I'm on Instagram right now. This is what I'm playing for you if you're on social media platform. And I want to get back to a couple more questions with Tony before we end the show here. Tony, so what did you think of the city officials, as they love to be called, and what did you think of the governor of the state when he's telling everybody else to sacrifice by staying home and to basically, you know, don't get together with your family on Thanksgiving, on Christmas. Now it was Easter. But then again, he's out there at a high-end French restaurant with his friends gathering, not thinking a thing about what he just got done telling everybody else to do. And it's interesting how they love to tell everybody what else to do, but they themselves don't practice what they preach, which is found in Matthew 23, verse 3. What was your take on that when you seen that?
I wasn't shocked at all. Yep. I mean, understand people in that area, they love a star, right? They think he's a rising star, and they want to hitch their wagon to him. What they don't understand is that he's a star that's going to crash and burn, yep. And that's going to happen soon. And while they were treating him like a star, and they're in love with his image, we treated him like a punk because that's what he is. and you know, I always refer to him in all the interviews that I do and the posts that I put up, the tiny tyrant in Sacramento, Gavin Pelosi, because that's who he is.
Yeah.
So that reminds me of,
I didn't mean to cut you off, but that reminded me of William Wallace Braveheart, which is based on a true story, who stood up against the tyrant king. It reminds me of when the guy looked at William Wallace after he was captured and he said, "He is your king." And he looked back at him and said, "I have never once pledged allegiance to him ever." And the fact of the matter is, it's not defiance, it's putting it into perspective as to the position of what government is in this country. And there's still people that just don't get it, Tony, that they work for us, we don't work for them. As long as we're one nation under God and we obey those laws that God has bestowed upon us through common law in the United States of America, we need to put into perspective, again, that these are our employees, not our employers. And apparently they've lost that position in the state of California.
And that's why every time he imposed a mandate, we counterpunched, hitting him in the face 10 times harder with our actions. You know, we banned the mask. They imposed masks. We banned them. He imposed a curfew. We extended the hours. And we do it publicly. You know, we do it openly. And I publicly, on news channels, on social media, I have openly challenged him to get on with it. Either file the charges against us because they have an open case against us, a criminal case, or get out of our way. And we've heard nothing. And I know he knows about us because I've heard. So he's shying away. He's making everybody else do his dirty work. And we're going to stand to the end.
Amen.
And I think he knows that now. Yeah,
what does it look like? And again, it's interesting. And if we had more time, I could bring you down another road concerning what's going on in that exceptional devil state, Gretchen Whitmer in Michigan. Continuously attacks her people over and over and over again. Yet the Supreme Court tells the people in Michigan she doesn't have the constitutional authority to do what she's doing. We have a friend that actually stood up and she went out to the Capitol. See, they defy right to her face, too, in the hundreds, if not thousands, in Michigan. Those guys are second to none in that state, let me tell you. But they went out there, they took it to the streets in the Capitol, and they put it right in her face and said, "You don't have a lawful a constitutional authority to do what you're doing." So what do? They send out their brown shirts and they give them, you know, tickets. And this particular friend of ours got a ticket for $1,000. And I said, "I just got one question to ask you, my friend," and I'm speaking of Angela Riggas out there. "What law is it that they're going to enforce?" Well, lo and behold, what was it, 3 or 4 months later, Tony, they ended up in court, right? Guess who didn't show up, Tony? The prosecutor. And why didn't the prosecutor show up in court, Tony? Because there was no law to enforce. And yet,
That's why we dare. We dare them all every step of the way since the very first day, the very first second of the shutdown. We have dared them to push us. And I tell everyone this: the law that's been established is the law of empowerment. People who have complied have empowered all these leaders. And if you've done that, if you've voluntarily complied, you're an accomplice to the destruction of what you've seen go on in the last 12 months or so. You have complied and you've subjugated yourself, You have caused damage to your self-respect. You have demoralized your soul. You have demoralized the soul of your business. If you think you're just going to open up and everything's going to be fine again, you're going to have the scars of surrender all over your restaurant or your business. It's never going to feel the same ever. So for us, you know, it's simple. But I think that people need to, the next time this happens, if they want to press the shutdown button for any reason at all, they need to take a hard stand just like we did from day one. You can't wait a second. You can't wait a second more. And if you're stepping in the ring now and trying to throw a punch, you're in a ring where there's no opponent. He's already knocked you out. So you're swinging at nothing. It doesn't have any impact anymore. You had to fight in the beginning. That's when it matters.
Amen. Tony, you're aware of the fact that in Israel and in that of the Netherlands and Belgium, Australia, France, Germany, the UK, the list goes on and on. How is it that the whole world is in defiance to their perspective globalist, defying those that are attacking their God-given rights, attacking their businesses, trying to push forced compliance on them? How is it that they're amassing in hundreds of thousands in prospective countries? Matter of fact, in Romania right now, I don't know if you've seen this picture or not, but there's literally millions of people in the street telling their current government to stand down because they are going to be replaced now. How is it that the whole world hears about this, right? But America's slowly catching on.
We had the chance of a lifetime to send a message to the world that we're the leaders, you know, freedom, and we failed. And they were watching. And instead, you know, we look like a bunch of, you know, a bunch of rabbits running down a hole, you know, in fear. So I think the next time, you know, we need to act like lions, you know, and,
amen.
But, yeah, but, you know, as long as we're getting it now, that's okay. But I think, you know, even now when I hear about these crowds marching and everything else, I still feel like it needed to be done sooner, better late than never. I understand that, but it has less impact now. They've already done the damage, and they're going to try it again.
So they are.
Needs to be ready. They need to be ready. That's it.
No question about it. Tony, one more question for you. I watched one of your videos. One of your employees who was kind of shaky at first, you know, concerning the whole shutdown and telling people to take their masks off before they came in, he stood the test of time and he came back to you and he said something to you that I want you to share to all of our listeners because we got about 45 seconds left. I'm getting texts and emails all across the country right now. This guy is great. I wish there was more of him. You need to stand strong, but I want you to answer that as a word of encouragement for others to do the same thing that you're doing there in California.
Yeah, young guy. I guess we have young staff, young men in their 20s, early 30s. He came up to me and he said, Tony, what you've done here is turn us into lions. And that, to me, it gives me chills even now just saying it. You know,
amen.
It was probably the proudest moment that I've had during the last 12 months. In addition to an Army soldier who came in their full uniform on Veterans Day, did a ceremony in front of me. I didn't know what he was going to do. He ripped off the American flag off the side of his uniform and handed it to me. And what I did is I sewed it on my jacket, and I've been wearing it ever since, proudly.
Amen. Amen. Folks, we are talking to Tony Roman from the Basilicos in that of Southern California, Huntington, California. I want to tell you thank you very much. We're going to have you up on the radio again. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your boldness. We appreciate you. And it's guys such as yourself is the very reason that we're still here as a free people. God bless you. And we will talk to you soon. Thank you, sir.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.